need a snow day. I need a snow day.
It is that time of the morning, and I haven't had too many people complaining about needing a snow day. We had, in some of our resorts, 3 feet in 3 days. And even though we've got a nice sunny weekend to enjoy all of that snow, there's more coming, it looks like, in the forecast. In the mountains, anyway, Monday night, we could have snow in the valley floors by Tuesday, believe it or not, after 60 on Sunday. It's wild. Welcome to springtime in Utah. And you heard Bob and I talking a little earlier in the program about what we consider to be one of the best-kept secrets, and it's an unfortunate thing, but one of the best-kept secrets, but one of the most beautiful resorts we have here in northern Utah. I'm talking about Sundance Resort. And I got an email, I guess it's been a week or 10 days ago, from Annie Condon, who is the marketing manager there at Sundance. And I couldn't, unfortunately, go up for a media day that they had, but I couldn't wait to get Nick Como on the phone. He is the vice president of marketing. Nick, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
Sorry I missed the day the other day. I'm sure it was spectacular, but you've been at other resorts and done some work in the industry. Am I wrong about that being one of the most beautiful spots for a resort to actually live here in Utah?
It's hard to focus on your skis when you have Mount Timpanogos looming over your shoulder on every run. Sundance is easily one of the most picturesque places to ski in the country, both at the resort and at the Nordic Center. It feels like you're plodding through a national park.
I'll tell you, the people that I talk to that love Sundance talk a lot about the vertical there. I think maybe that's the other thing that skiers don't know about, is the amount of vertical that you can go and play on.
Yeah, I think it's over 2,000 vertical here. And, you know, if you've ever driven up Provo Canyon and the North Fork Canyon here that we're in, it is a steep-walled canyon. And that's really indicative of our terrain being in this narrow canyon. We've got a lot of vertical right off the top of the Bear Claw Summit, and it's a, you know, it's a steep mountain. Sundance is 500 acres, which seems small, but boy, it skis really big because of how steep it is up at the top of the hill. And I think that's something most skiers, myself included, before I started working here, really underestimate the resort for the terrain that we have.
Yeah, it's not only a great winter resort, but if there was ever a resort that was made for of the four seasons, really, Sundance does encapsulate all of that. One of the things I was looking forward to seeing, and I don't know exactly when it's going to open to the public, was your Opry Ski Igloo. What's that all about?
Yeah, so that's what we're calling the Outlaw Hideout Snow Bar. This is a really fun project that was dreamed up by our mountain ops team and our food and beverage team, where they work together, and that's really a different thing to have mountain ops and food and bev working together on a project. But they built this snow bar that looks more like a coliseum than anything else. I think it's 40 feet wide with 8 foot tall walls. And we're doing two pop-up events to see what the public think about it. The first one being Saturday, February 24th. And then the second one, I believe it's Saturday, March 9th. And, you know, we'll have drinks, mocktails, some light bites, and Sundance is such a beautiful place. You want to spend some time outside, and you can do this by skiing in and skiing out, or even just taking the magic carpet up from the base village. It's right by our summer amphitheater, to your point of all the things that happen here in the summer. It's going to be a really cool, different, and unique program, but that's what we like to do here at Sundance, is take chances and see what works.
Yeah. Well, and Robert Redford, you know, always wanted to make it, to me anyway, feel like a little bit of stepping into the movies in some places with all of the decor and things. The vibe at Sundance is really something that sets it apart.
Yeah, I mean, the best, you hit the nail on the head. That's exactly the idea that we're going for here. You know, the words rustic elegance gets used often. You know, Sundance is a really rustic place, but and we don't pamper people, but boy, there's some elegance here in how thoughtful and intentional things are, down to the room designs of the owl bar or the tree room. And all of that is not to take away from the beauty and the majesty of the mountains right around. You know, we want to be part of nature, and the resort, it really fits into our natural surroundings.
I'm glad you said
it. It does feel like a movie set. Why compete with nature's beauty, right?
Yeah. I'm glad you said that, because it doesn't feel like it was dropped, you know, and disrupted the beauty of the area. It does feel like it fits right in. People may not also be aware that there's lodging available there, and you talk about not being pampered, but the sound of those hot tubs sound pretty good to me.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the Springs, which is the trio of pools that's going to open here in the month of March. Long-awaited project and amenity. It's three pools, one large one that'll fit about 40 people, and then two smaller pools. It uses, you know, everything here at Sundance is fed by spring water. So it's, well, it's not a true hot spring, you know, in the geothermal sense, but it is spring water that we're able to heat. And, you know, sitting underneath the backdrop of Mount Timpanogos after a day on the hill, I don't think it gets much better than that. And that's something our lodging guests will really, really appreciate. And you're absolutely right. I don't think people know that we have lodging because, again, it's a little hidden, and that was intentional. It's up and around the corner from the base of the resort where you don't really see too many of the cottages that we call them from the ski slope. So, it feels like you're in nature and doesn't disrupt that experience. But short walk or a quick drive away, we have about 100 units or so plus some mountain homes that people can stay in.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. We talked about feeling like you have been dropped into a movie. There's an effort, really, to always have art of some kind on display there. And some of that happens on stage with productions in the summertime. But I know right now you've got some stuff, some glass blowers up there from Guadalajara, Mexico.
Exactly right. Yes, we have a whole art studio, a whole back lot with places, opportunities for people to do pottery, painting, make jewelry. And then you can also watch these glass blowers that come in from Guadalajara. And it's really interesting what they do is all of the glass that is used on site gets recycled and then brought into this glass blowing project where they're upcycling that into things that we can use around the resort, whether that's glass pitchers or vases or things like that that you see in the hotel rooms or restaurants. So, you know, art, nature, and community are three of the core brand pillars here. And that hits two of them, right? That's art, and it's also being kind to nature by recycling and upcycling.
Yeah. I know that is a major effort up there, and it's always been a very eco-friendly place to go and play, whether you're up there in the winter or the summertime. Music is also a big part of it, and you've got your Winter Bluebird Cafe concert series that's coming up, or is it already started?
It started on Friday, February 23rd, so there are shows on Friday, February 23rd and 24th, and then two more shows at the end of March, which I believe tickets are still available for those March shows. And then we'll have a run of 10 dates again in the summer at the outdoor amphitheater. The shows in the winter are, of course, inside in the rehearsal hall.
Yeah. I'll tell you the other thing my wife and I do, and we have friends that ride too, but we have a Harley. So we've been up there in the summertime just passing by to get to the Alpine Loop, and we've had a fantastic lunch there. Food has to be a part of whatever your activities are.
Absolutely. One of the things Sundance does the best is our culinary crew. The Tree Room is one of the best restaurants in the state, one of Redford's favorite places, built around the tree. You know that whole story. The Foundry Grill is, I'd say, our flagship restaurant as well, open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So if you're going up the Alpine Loop or going cross-country skiing or snowshoeing at the Nordic Center or coming to the resort to ski, the Foundry is open for those three meals a day and phenomenal food.
Give us an update on conditions, if you can. I don't want to put you on the spot here, but for those that may be headed up for a sunny weekend, what can they expect?
They can expect exactly that, a sunny weekend. It's you hit it really well in your open, right? It's going to snow again, and that's Utah. It's sunny, and then it snows, and then it's sunny, and then it snows again, and we're in the sun cycle right now. So nice bluebird weather for the Bluebird Concert Series this weekend. We're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's that old thing. If you don't like the weather in Utah in the spring, just wait a day because there are a couple of hours.
Yeah, 5 minutes sometimes.
Because it'll be changing. Nick, great to catch up with you. I know our paths have crossed in the past with some of your other work, but it's great to find you there at Sundance.
I'm happy to be here and great to catch up with you again. And thank you for having us on and highlighting Sundance.
What's the website, by the way? Is it just sundanceresort.com?
SundanceResort.com. That is correct. First place of all things Sundance right there.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. One more segment to finish out the program. We're going to turn it over to Tana Maria. Don't forget, Cougar basketball coming up this morning. We'll have it for you, the tip-off coming at noon. That means the pregame at 11 as the Cougs are on the road to take on Kansas State here on the home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio.